I found the report on my initial reading of it now is very disappointing. It appears to be a delay tactic, and there's not much evidence of the government's actual engagement with the Irish Postmasters Union and in Post on the very serious issues that are facing the post office. And I think that really the report is basically putting things on the long finger. It's recommending the establishment of an ongoing working group to work over the next 6 to 16 months on coming up with a plan after 5 years of the government saying that they had a plan. I think it's actually more like an election gimmick rather than anything else, and I think it does nothing to secure the future of the very many rural post offices across Donegal.
And it also means if this isn't addressed, then there will be job losses too.
That's right. As the programme, as a way of making the post offices viable, and there is options there, I believe, that can assist the post office network, and if the government engages with them and engages with it properly, in terms of protecting the Department of Social Protection payments structure and providing for the rollout of the standard bank account, and also providing for things like maybe car tax renewal to take place in the local post office as well. And the post offices are in their communities right across the county and can play an important role in delivering government services. And the worrying thing that I see in the report is that it constantly talks about trying to put a monetary value on the community value of the post office network, and that to me is very worrying, because it shows that I think that the government is going to focus more on profitability rather than providing service.